As a minister of religious science, science of mind, I'm often asked what science of mind is. Well, science is concerned with truth. Religion is also concerned with truth. So let's consider God as the ultimate truth, not some truth, rather all truth. The Bible tells us that we human beings are made in the image and likeness of God, and that we have dominion over our own life experience. What a magnificent gift! God in us as us, and God in all as all. There is no reference to God and us, rather a statement of oneness. There are laws of science and there are laws of religious truth. I believe that the greatest law, both religious and science, is that it is done unto us as we believe. What we think, what we feel, in other words, what we believe is acted upon by a law which we call the law of mind. If we love, we attract love. If we hate, we attract hate. What we fear becomes ours. And most important, what we love is what we attract. Love, the most important and potent force in the universe. Now, the law is not a devil. It's not an evil power. It is an innocent power ready to fill our orders, regardless of whether they're good orders or not. It's like Aladdin's lamp. Yes, master, or yes, mistress, thy will be done. Each one of us is in charge of what we think and what we feel. In other words, what we believe. And the good news is that the Spirit of God is always in us, ready, willing, and eager to come set a spell and tell us the truth. We have to open the door of our own consciousness. So get quiet and let the Spirit of God speak in its own quiet way. It only knows the truth. Now, the science of mind, often referred to as religious science, is a way to treat ourselves to the good, the very best in life. And it's ours for the taking.